Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
And it is an ending of an era as Pat Sajak has announced he is finally stepping down from Wheel of Fortune.
OMG.
Yeah.
Real shock tonight for Wheel Watchers. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak says he's going to retire next year. Just minutes ago, he tweeted, quote, "The time has come. I've decided that our 41st season, which begins in September, will be my last." The 76-year-old Sajak has hosted the syndicated game show since 1983.
Wow.
I mean, he's earned it.
I mean, right?
He's 76. He should just be hanging out.
I mean, yes. At this point, you got to think, come on now.
Yeah.
It's time for you to enjoy the rest of your years, right?
But I get it. He's like Alex Trebek was. He's an institution. Like, he is that show.
Yeah. So, anyways, Alex Trebek, yes, he is obviously associated with Jeopardy, and Pat Sajak will forever be associated with Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak and Vanna White. I mean, I couldn't imagine Vanna White talking to another host, quite honestly.
I know. It's going to be weird. Like, it's going to be tough for her. Sure. For sure.
I'll have to, later in the show, I'll have to pull up some of the best Wheel of Fortune answers, because there have been some
doozies.
And
then Pat has such a magical way of dealing with the doozies.
Of dealing with it, yeah, for sure. So we'll do that a little bit later on in the show here this morning as well. We're going to give a call a little bit later on in the show to someone who is getting qualified to be in the Easter egg hunt for Taylor Swift tickets. So that's pretty cool. You're not winning the tickets, but you're actually getting to participate in the Easter egg hunt. So you've got a 1 in 13 chance. So that ain't
get
bad.
Get excited, but not too excited, but get excited.
But get excited, but not too excited. But yes,
exactly.
Get excited, because
but there's a possibility you could be disappointed, but get excited.
Well, everybody's going to win something, whether it's from Pink Tag or from Crumble Cookies. Like I said, someone's going to walk away with tickets to see Taylor Swift in Cincinnati on July 1st. So
and hopefully everyone else
exciting.
Will be good sports about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Swifties are all kind of good sports. Sure, I think so. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a little bit of sports here. Of course, Kelly
sports.
Knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to let you say it, though.
Oh, all right. All right, you're going to give it to me, huh?
Yep, I'm going to hand it off, and I'm going to let you have the honor.
All right. We now have a new 2023 NBA champion.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
Kelly, of course, knows who was playing in the championships.
Miami Heat and Denver Nuggets.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Of course, I'm super paying attention to all that.
Yep.
Yep.
Here's the final call.
Three-pointer. Will go. Rebound called on Pope. They're not going to foul. The Heat will let it play out. It's over. At last, the long wait is over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
Look at that.
There it is. Never doubted them for a second.
Yeah, won 4-1, final score 94-89.
You
that
can,
is.
You can read that very well.
Thank you. Well, thank you for putting it on the show sheet.
Yeah, for sure. yeah, there you go. A little sports action there. NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets.
So I'm sorry, I missed it last night. I had to announce our neighborhood swim meet and didn't get home till 10.
Well,
it was a late one.
So just the same as this.
It was almost as exciting. I am a little hoarse. The voice is struggling a bit. It was a little bit of a learning curve. I have to be honest. I was a rookie at it. Never really done the whole thing. Got zero training and learned the hard way that there are different points in the beat where the timers need to switch ends. I learned the hard way in that the first race they were supposed to do that, they were like, we're supposed to switch. My bad. Rookie mistake. but I want to say the tunes were on point.
I imagine you being like this.
It's over. After 47 years, the Denver Nuggets can finally call themselves NBA champions.
Oh, I had some moments like that.
I imagine
sure.
you
yeah.
electrifying the crowd like
yes,
that.
Yes, there were definite moments. There were some kids had to swim races heats by themselves. Definitely made them feel like absolute champs. Yeah, we had some fun with it, but it was a little bit of a struggle bus. We had, like, you know, the app uploaded. That my phone was, like, starting all the timers, right?
Wow.
And then, yeah, it was a lot of pressure. There was some glitchiness going on at the beginning. We got it worked out, though, but it was very exciting. It was almost as exciting as the NBA Finals last
oh,
night.
Oh, wow, I bet.
If you were at the Persimmon Ridge pool last night.
All right, so there you go. That's sports.
Sports.
When you want sports, you come to Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
At thebenandkellyshow.com.
DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can message us. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Beth says, hi, Ben and Kelly. First of all, listen to you all every morning as I'm getting ready for work. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was beating myself up about this and thought, why not reach out to you guys to get your take?
Okay.
I'm a 32-year-old single mom of a teenager. I've been dating a great guy for the past year. Mm-hmm. He's my age, has no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my relationships haven't lasted more than a few months. This guy's perfect in many respects. He constantly tells me he loves me, gets along with my son, mm-hmm. helps me around the house, mm-hmm. plans his weekends to include me, and has introduced me to the family.
Okay.
The problem is that in the past year, he's never bought me flowers.
Okay.
I know it may seem petty or silly, but it's something I think shows a woman that a man is thinking about her throughout the day and that he appreciates her. Am I wrong? I have mentioned to him how much this bothers me, but doesn't seem to change. Should I be concerned? Thanks so much, Beth.
Beth, as the great orator and poet of our generation once said...
respond with that. I knew it.
Yes.
Right. Beth. Not a big deal.
Okay. Is her love language, you know, gifts, things like that? Does he give you gifts in other ways? You know, because I feel like that maybe gifts are a part of her love language, you know? She wants to feel validated by getting things, and you know, she likes flowers. But does he fulfill that in other ways?
Well, I am going to highlight the sentence where she says he constantly tells me he loves me, gets along with my son, helps me around the house, plans his weekends to include me, and has introduced me to the family. Those are all wonderful things. I think you have a fantastic relationship. Why are we nitpicking about flowers?
Stephanie texted, flowers to me mean I done messed up.
Oh. See?
So
he hasn't messed up. He doesn't need to buy flowers.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I am pretty bad about buying flowers. I don't typically do that. Every now and then I will, just like if I see them at the discount rack at Kroger, and I'm like, oh, those guys are going to die soon. I'll get them, put them in
I'll rescue the flowers,
put them in a vase for a couple of days. They can adorn our dining room table. It'll be fun.
And then they can die in a nice house.
They can die knowing that they have been cared for at least a day or two.
Appreciated
yeah,
by
so
our family.
I'm not a big flower buyer for my wife, and I don't think she expects it a lot from me, to the point where when I do bring flowers home on an occasion like a Valentine's Day or a, you know, anniversary or something, she's like, did you get them for free? You know,
or what'd you do? Is this an apology?
Or what'd you do?
Are you gonna apologize now?
Yeah, I think, you know, this text from a listener, don't go looking for trouble where there isn't any.
Exactly.
Seems like he's a good guy. And
yes,
you highlighted the whole sentence where he constantly tells me he loves me.
Yes.
I'm gonna highlight the sentence, he is my age and has no kids. Girl, in Louisville?
That is rare.
Hang on to that. I mean,
that's rare.
Who by in their early 30s isn't either divorced,
yeah,
or have kids or whatever. If they are a dude or a woman and hasn't gotten...
He's a rare find.
It is a rare find. It's like a unicorn. So
yes, he's a unicorn.
Sassy Gay Mike says, has Beth ever bought him flowers or other things that he may enjoy to receive so that he knows that you're thinking of him during the day?
That's a really good point.
I don't know. I go back to, like, what's part of his love language? What's your love language? And I think maybe figuring that out. And I'm typically not I don't adopt that in my life necessarily.
Oh, it's like you know about it, but you're like, I know about it. I don't really subscribe to that.
Yeah, I mean, I know about it, but I don't really know what all the love languages are.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you haven't like sat down and had the conversation to figure out what your love language is and what hers is?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know.
Oh, okay.
If quizzed, I could probably pass it.
Got it.
But yeah, I mean, I would try to figure out what each other's love language is, and then, you know, maybe he can realize, or maybe he's fulfilling that. Like I said, and I go back to it in other ways, and maybe it's not flowers, but.
You know what? I think this is so precious that you're encouraging her to like learn the love language, but yet you have not. How many years you've been married?
I've been married a long time. Yeah.
Many, many years. Yeah. That's cute. But yeah, no, I think the bottom line is this is not a big deal. Huh. You can literally, if you like flowers, buy yourself flowers. Go get a beautiful bouquet at the grocery store, bring them home, enjoy them in the house. Everything else, though, seems like it's really great in your relationship. So appreciate it for what it is.
Yep. And once again, as the great orator and poet of our generation, Miley has once said. I can buy myself
flowers. Right. 100%. Amy says, my husband and I have been together for almost 30 years. He's bought me flowers maybe 5 times, is a terrible gift giver. However, he makes up for it in other areas. It's definitely not a big deal.
Yeah. Beth, let's not look for trouble where trouble is not there.
Exactly. Appreciate him. It sounds like he's a great guy. You got a great...
Set of the bar stories. Kelly, describe what these are.
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Security was tight at the Canadian Open over the weekend. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being mistaken for a rabid fan when you're actually just former UofL golfer turned pro Adam Hadwin, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy. Okay?
Yeah.
We got in trouble.
All right. From CTV.
He ran onto the putting green surface, started shaking the champagne to spray his friend, but a security guard didn't, in the split second of a moment, just thought, hey, look, this is an overzealous fan. And so he ran and he tackled him.
Yeah.
this was on
Sunday, Canadian Open. Nick Taylor, he won, became the first Canadian to win his country's Open in 69 years. So Adam Hadwin, who is Canadian, but he went to UofL, he was so excited, he started like shaking the champagne bottle. And this security guard, without missing a beat, just goes, no, you're not.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Goes and just slams him like an NFL player to the ground. Later, Adam had some fun with that, tweeting with a screen grab of the moment that the security guard is tackling him. Put this in the Louvre. Obviously the art museum there. But Adam Hadwin's wife, Jessica, later confirmed that he was okay and in true Canadian form had, quote, apologized to the security guard for being tackled.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to, like, you know, make you tackle me.
Right, exactly. That was it. So, again, it is good to see him doing well and setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being mistaken for a rabid fan when you're former UofL golfer turned pro Adam Hadwin wanting to celebrate Nick Taylor's victory, then you're doing okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, you can see the video. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Ella, sweet Ella, says, how about a phone tap for my friend Olivia? She works in a party rental store and is such a patient person. So maybe you could have a little fun with that.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper has been put in charge of a retirement party. So naturally, he needs to call Olivia to get supplies. Couple reasons it's going to be awkward. One, Robert is a fake person. And two, he doesn't like the person who's retiring.
Oh, no.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Oh, no.
Guys in Rental, this is Olivia.
Hi there, Olivia. How are you today?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm going to need some stuff for a retirement party. You see, somehow I got roped into organizing this thing.
Okay, sure. We can help you with that.
Well, I work for a high school, and one of the other teachers is retiring. The party's for her, you see.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
Well, I guess so. You see, we're all kind of happy she's retiring, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody on the staff likes her that much. She's a nasty woman. I don't know how she lasted this long. She's like 124 years old.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can put together to give her a really nice send-off.
All right. I guess we need some sort of decoration.
Sure. Decorations. We have lots of retirement decorations. Are you looking for banners, balloons, tablecloths? We got streamers. What kind of things are you looking for?
Do you have stuff that has writing on them?
Yeah, they do have writing on them. They say things like, happy retirement, or good luck on your journey, things like that.
All right, that doesn't really seem appropriate, reading the room. Do you have anything that says good riddance?
Oh, God!
Good riddance? Seriously? Come on, dude. I'm sure you want to give her a nice farewell.
Well, I really don't, you know. When I was her student, yeah, that's right, I used to be her student. That's how old she is. We used to pull out all kinds of pranks on her. Put rubber snakes in her desk drawer, put goldfish in her coffee, stuff like that. She never knew I was involved, though.
That sounds really mean. Maybe you aren't the right person to be in charge of planning her retirement party.
Yet here I am. All right, from that retirement stuff, why don't you just put me down for like 4 tablecloths, 25 balloons, and a happy retirement banner?
Okay, that sounds great. And can I get your name for the order, please?
Well, sure. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX Olivia. Good morning.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. What?
Yes, yes. Your friend Ella set you up with this.
Oh, my God. I should have known. I was, like, really concerned for you. You guys are so weird. Like, that was... Yeah.
You
That's
guys
an appropriate
are so...
word.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
It tracks.
Maybe they should think about incorporating some good riddance banners.
Yeah, you know what? Hey.
There could be a market.
Happy you're not going to work here anymore. Good riddance. That is your phone tap.
Oh, that's great. I want to be invited.
Seven. Yes, DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey. sorry, that was a little too enthusiastic.
That was very enthusiastic.
How are you? And explain everything that you wrote us.
I need your help here, okay? I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and last weekend we had our first, like, overnight sleepover at his place.
Okay.
And so I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm using his bathroom to, like, freshen up, and I notice a test in the trash, and can you guess what kind of test it is? I thought it was a COVID test, but it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pregnancy test?
Yes! It was a pregnancy test, and it was positive.
It was positive? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I kind of immediately thought, oh, my God, he's seeing someone else. Like, you know, after all, we haven't had, like, we're exclusive chat yet.
Okay.
But, like, what do I do? Like, I didn't say anything to him at the moment, and I don't know yet how I'm going to approach it. But my mind's been kind of on overdrive, and I just am assuming the worst in every case possible.
No, I understand exactly why your mind went exactly to, well, he's going to be a dad.
Right. And also, like, why would there be a positive pregnancy test in his trash can? Like, does he even know? Like, whose is it? Is he going to be a dad, like, I don't know, like, really soon?
Many
and
questions.
I think I know what you will all tell me, but I just kind of want to hear it.
Okay, all right, yeah. Sometimes that's what you need. You need other people to tell you.
I mean, Kelsey, the first thing that came to my head is, well, that's someone he knows is pregnancy test who took it in the bathroom and threw it out in his trash. So I don't know. Like, unless we get him on the phone. Well, you haven't even talked to him yet. So
exactly. That, yeah, I don't think that we need to be the ones to call him first
about
this.
I mean...
So, okay. Well, I think it's, you know, since you stayed over there, he knows you used his restroom. So I think you, that's how you bring it up. Like, hey, I just happened to notice while I was in there, that. And
how
did you know about that?
Kelsey, are you sure it's a pregnancy test and not a COVID test? I mean, because
they're
those look
similar. No, you know what they are.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Well, Kelsey, I tell you what, I like Kelly's suggestion. If anybody else has any sort of like ways to approach this with your, I mean, is this someone that you think you have a future with?
I mean, I don't know. I obviously like him. I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So, we just haven't had the exclusive chat yet.
Right. Okay. All right.
I think this is a valid question to bring up, even before you have the whole, hey, what are we doing kind of a conversation. I think you should get to the bottom of what that means and if that's a part of his life.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that'll change things if he is going to be a dad.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
There'll be another factor to consider.
Right. Well, Kelsey, hang on, and we'll try to at least get some suggestions on how you can approach this. And would you do us a favor and follow up with us, like, after you find out what the deal is?
Oh, yeah, we got to know, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's a pinky swear, right?
Yes, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Yay!
All right, cool.
She will. I trust her.
All right, thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you, guys.
Now, a lot of people are saying, does he have a roommate or a sister or someone that maybe she doesn't know about? Because, you know, if he's and she are early in the relationship still, then, you know, maybe he hasn't disclosed everything. Or she doesn't know everything about him. You know
Well, I mean? Heather says, she's definitely thinking it could be a sister that came over to his house or his apartment where his place to take the test. So we need to find out, does he have a sister, first and foremost?
Matthew rolls in. Google this for me, Kelly. Can men use pregnancy tests to screen for testicular cancer?
Oh.
Because that's what Matthew is suggesting, that maybe it's a test for testicular cancer. And would it turn up positive if it tests positive? Like that?
Let's see. According to MD Anderson Cancer Center. A social media post about a man's positive pregnancy test reportedly led to his testicular cancer diagnosis. Not all testicular cancers are alike. I don't know. It looks like this was kind of based on a social media post.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that may not necessarily be like a true thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, regardless, we're going to try to follow up with Kelsey.
It looks like some people are doing this, though.
Using it as a testicular way to test for testicular cancer?
Yes. Now, USA Today is saying that it's not a reliable screen for testicular cancer, but it looks like some people are starting to do that based on, I guess, some people, you know, this social media post, and the guy found that. And so now they're thinking, oh, maybe that's something we can do.
If there is one silver lining here, a lot of people so far are suggesting that this may be a sister's pregnancy test and not jumping to the conclusion that many times happens on this show,
right,
that he has got a that you in fact are the side piece,
right, and that he has an entanglement that wasn't quite done,
right? Exactly.
Right. Exactly. But you know, that's refreshing. It's refreshing. People aren't automatically getting there first.
All right. Well, does anyone have a story about finding something out about their new partner that's completely changed things? Would love to hear any of those stories that you have. 502-795-1997. Or you can always comment on this, maybe help Kelsey out, find the words to approach this with her guy.
I think the words are, I was in your bathroom when I stayed over and I saw that. So what's that? Maybe.
Well, if he's emptied the trash, he could be like, what?
Well, I saw a pregnancy test and it was positive in your trash.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
It wasn't in there.
Do you have any idea whose it is?
I don't even know what a pregnancy test looks like.
Okay.
All right, 502-795-1997. Well, Kelsey's in a pickle. She discovered a positive pregnancy test in the trash can of her boyfriend's place. Now, granted, she and he have only just started recently kind of seeing each other.
Right. They haven't had like an we're exclusive kind of a talk yet, but she did on their first stay over found a positive pregnancy in the trash in the bathroom, and she has questions. Naturally, we all have questions.
We all have questions. Amanda, what is your question about this?
If it was the sister's pregnancy test, wouldn't the sister take it with her to show her boyfriend or whoever?
That's a very valid point.
Well,
yes.
Someone suggested that if it was indeed a sister, and maybe she was trying to just find out before anyone else knew, away from parents, away from whoever, because, you know, maybe she's not attached, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it's not a great thing in her life right now.
No, that's a possibility. I mean, as a mother of three, I have all of the first tests that I've took with all three of mine, but
now
I mean,
kept
I guess
them.
That's a possibility. Yes.
Kelly, have you kept yours?
Yeah, it's in their baby book.
I don't think I kept those.
Yeah, I have the first one for the baby book.
Oh, okay. See, I think immediately my mind is like, I peed on that, so I don't want to keep it.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear you. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Matthew had suggested that maybe it was
he was screening himself
testicular cancer.
And we were like, is that a thing?
Figured to just get him on the phone. Matthew!
Hey, Kim and Kelly, I love you guys.
We love you!
Thank you. Explain to me like I'm five how a man can use a pregnancy test to screen for testicular cancer.
They just pee on the stick, and if it shows up positive, then that would alarm them to or alert them to go to their primary care physician for further testing.
Okay, so what is it that they produce, though, that triggers that positive result?
So there's that. When women are pregnant, they have a HCG levels, and that's how they determine how far along you could be or how viable the pregnancy is.
Yeah.
So when some testicular cancers also produce that same hormone.
Oh,
so it's not
really?
All testicular cancers. It's just very some
all right.
testicular cancer.
And you're in the medical field, so you have some medical knowledge of this?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Okay,
23 years.
Then.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just
it's
like
not,
things you found on the internet. Got it.
Right. But it's not like if a man would happen to just pee on a pregnancy test and it comes up positive, he should go get a confirmation. And I encourage
right.
everybody
yes.
to do their own personal cancer screening.
Yes. Follow
yeah,
up
he
with
should
the
get
doctor.
A
yes.
Yeah. He should get a confirmation that he's not pregnant for one.
Stop it.
And
yeah.
And then, yeah, for the testicular cancer. All right, Matthew, hey, appreciate it. Thank you so much for, like, explaining it to us.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it could be the case here.
Yeah, but again, it's not an accurate thing. It's
right.
just, it can be indicative that your body is producing cancer cells and you should go get further testing.
All right, appreciate it, Matthew. That, like, learning thing, is that, how far-fetched is that?
He's in the medical field.
No, I'm just saying, how far-fetched is that for this case?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's one of two, there's three possibilities here.
Yeah.
Either there's an entanglement that is, yeah, or there's
I mean.
A sister, or he screened himself for testicular cancer. So we need to, either way, we need to clarify,
all right,
ask,
right.
get to the bottom of it. I mean, right. there is a reason
yeah.
we need to ask about it.
All right. So, Kelsey, homework, Kelsey.
Are you giving her a deadline?
by tomorrow. We need.
Oh, really?
Yes, we need to know by tomorrow.
All right.
I can't. Okay. I can't sleep knowing this is.
Yes, Kelsey Ben's going to lose sleep, so if you can go ahead and take care of this for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, please. Can you take care of this for us? Talk to him. We'll follow up with you, or who knows? Maybe we'll even chat with your boyfriend. Who knows?
Yes. Just tell him you saw it in the trash when you went to the bathroom, and I naturally have some questions, as you might imagine.
Exactly. All right. Kelsey, you got some homework. We'll follow up with you tomorrow. Good luck. Hope everything turns out in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor.
I'm rooting for the sister.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say, or the testicular cancer. And, no, I don't want to root for that. We don't want that. That's not what we want at all.
We need the sister to be pregnant. He's going to be an uncle. Yay.
Yay. All right. So we'll follow up with you tomorrow. That's group therapy. Holiday World. Let's play a game called Minute to Win It, where we're giving you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. So we'll introduce you to Juanita calling us from Shepherdsville. Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well. Say hi to Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Juanita is a little embarrassed and a little nervous, so we need to take it easy on her. She called on a whim, didn't think I'd pick up, and here we are now talking.
Oh, I'm not going to answer. I'll just keep calling.
Right, right. I'll just try just to see. And whoops. Oh, hang
here
on.
You're in the hot seat.
Uh-oh. Juanita's got brownish hair, drives a blue Toyota RAV4, is an insurance agent, has been married for 17 years.
Oh, look at that.
And didn't lose, came in third in her eighth grade spelling bee because she couldn't spell subdue.
Oh, but you can now, though, right? You can now.
I absolutely can now.
Yes, you can.
It's because...
That's the kind of thing that sticks with you.
Because why now? Because your husband is a police officer and...
Yep, law enforcement, and he subdues criminals all the time.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Look at that. Comes full circle.
Yeah. 17 full years. Circle. Juanita, what's the secret?
Stay as far apart from each other as you can. No, I'm kidding.
Me time.
All right. You do your thing. I'll do mine. We'll meet in the middle third Tuesday of every month.
That works.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That works.
Okay.
Do you have a set date, Juanita? Sorry, I don't want to get too personal, but...
Oh, no, you are already getting too personal.
Well,
well Juanita, you don't have to answer.
So, yeah, more often than not.
Okay, good. That's good.
See, that could be a key, is making sure it's greater than the third Tuesday of every month.
God, Ben, play the game.
He gets so sidetracked.
Oh, my God.
He really does.
I just really like... so intrusive. I try to go until Kelly... I can feel Kelly blushing on her end.
We're there.
Yeah, all right.
We're almost there.
All right, Juanita. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Your clock will start after I've finished asking the first question. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Automaker VW stands for what?
Volkswagen.
Yes. The Twitter logo contains what animal?
A bird.
The Dave's Double is a hamburger from what fast food restaurant?
Wendy's.
Who sang the hits Shivers and Thinking Out Loud?
No, Ed Sheeran.
Yes. U of L's mascot is the blank.
The Cardinal.
Wizards of Waverly Place starred what current pop star slash actress?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Selena Gomez. Oh, God, no, that's not it.
Yes, no, that's it.
True or false? Justin Bieber is British.
False.
The color green is a mix of blue and what?
Oh, my goodness. Blue and yellow.
What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
You want to pass?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus's famous dad is?
Billy Ray.
What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Oh my gosh, how many times do I have?
Stephanie!
Kelly, are you alright?
Sorry, I had a little tickle in my throat.
Kelly, you didn't even give me a hint.
I did.
Kelly had a tickle in her throat. She would have. She would have.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie.
I had to try to disguise my hint with my tickle in my throat.
Juanita, you got 9 correct.
Slaying the game.
Wow.
Your hesitation at the Cardinal mascot, though, gave me a little bit of a heart palpitation. I was like, of all the ones to not get, she got it, though. She got it.
Oh, Juanita, you were worried you'd embarrass yourself, and look.
I was.
You slayed it. You did great.
The queen of the game.
Yes, you did great.
Yay.
All right. Hold your head high. Congratulations. You win.
Thank you.
You should celebrate with the Hubs tonight.
Yes.
State night.
Hang on a second. What? Is this Tuesday? Yes! All right! Yeah. Let's give you some music. Oh, let's set the mood.
I cannot.
What's your husband's name?
Oh, my God. He's going to kill me, Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh, Juanita and Daryl.
Why don't you
it's gonna
put
be
on,
a night.
Why don't you put on that badge? I've been a naughty, naughty person.
With you.
All right, Juanita. Thanks for playing. Hang on
You're
a quick.
You're welcome.
Hang on a quick sec, okay? Hang
yes,
on.
Sir.
She's never calling her again.
Oh, that was fun. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
Okay. All right. If you want to.
Oh, my God.
I just want to marinate in this.
I'm just happy for Juanita.
Yeah.
Daryl,
yeah.
It's going to be a fun night tonight.
Juanita and Daryl.
Right. Yes.
All right. Feel good stories. Kelly K.
This was just an amazing story. A small plane crash in the Amazon jungle. Killed all 3 adults on board, ooh, including a mother of these 4 kids and the pilot. And the siblings, these kids, ranging in age from 1 to 13, all survived the plane crash.
Oh, my gosh.
They know this because they saw footprints and a trail of half-eaten fruit. And crews have been looking for them, dropped food. They were playing a loudspeaker with a grandmother's voice trying to tell them not to walk too far away from the crash.
Yeah.
They were finally spotted less than 2 miles from the crash site after 40 days surviving in the jungle alone. And the Today Show spoke to the rescue commander about how grateful their father and the other family members were to have them found.
We heard that the family was so grateful to you, sir, that you were named as a godfather for the littlest one, for the baby.
That is true, and that is an honor for me to be a good father. I feel her like my girl. It is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that, you know, the family is familiar with the terrain of the jungle, and the 13-year-old likely had knowledge of what they could eat and how to survive the elements and all that stuff. Just an amazing thing. The kids were found. They were pretty emaciated, but they're doing okay. And just, again, a tragic story. They lost their mom and can't even imagine what they were through for 40 days in the jungle, especially with a baby. Mm. I mean, just incredible story. You can see all the coverage of it at WDJX.com.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Get a hold of us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. DM us. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see if we can help you with something.
So John, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, really need your help. 2 of my good friends are engaged and the wedding is planned for later this year.
Okay.
They're genuinely satisfied with and committed to each other, and I want to see both of them happy.
Okay.
The problem is... I have been smitten by the bride-to-be ever since I met her.
Oh.
At the time, I was in another relationship, but then by the time that ended, her relationship with my buddy had blossomed. As the wedding date approaches, I can't help feeling like I need to say something before all opportunity fades. I know I should just get over her. But even after dating others, my mind's eye comes back to her.
Mm.
And to top it all off, they want me to be the best man.
Oh, wow.
I feel increasingly dishonest by omission, but I don't want to sabotage 2 meaningful friendships. Should I tell her? Should I tell anyone? Or should I do what I've done for the last few years and just keep my mouth shut? See what I mean? With the little cards at the door, and the guy that's filming his best friend's wedding's always been in love with her, Keira Knightley, and stands there and tells her and just like, just says, I love you forever, but then I'm done. Now I got to go.
Is that
does
what
he do that?
Do that?
Does he do that? Does he play out that scene?
I think he's quiet. That's
yeah. No, I don't think you say anything.
I think he's quiet.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you risk ruining both those friendships.
Mm.
It's just awkward. You won't be the best man. You won't be possibly even able to be in their lives.
Yeah, I don't see any good that comes from just saying, hey, so, you know, the girl that you're marrying, I really loved her. Just things never worked out between us because we were both dating someone at the same time.
But happy for you.
Happy for
you,
though.
Sad for me. Happy for you.
But if you trip up any, I'll be there to catch her.
Oh, God, you can't say that. You can't say anything. John, you can't say anything. Especially if you've been given no inkling that she feels the same
for
you.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, yes, he has not indicated that that he's gotten any vibe from her that, hey, if things were different, I'd be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that we throw a wrench in their happiness at this time because that's going to serve nobody but possibly you, and probably not even in a good way.
Jared texts us and says, no, keep your mouth shut before you ruin three people's lives.
Yes, yes, you'll ruin yours and theirs.
Rob says, nah, you just have to let it go and be happy for his friends.
Yes.
You know, I think that's one of those cases where you just got to let time take its course and, you know,
you'll get over her eventually.
Feelings will fade. Yes. Yeah, I know. And I think you're probably just feeling this right now and all this emotion right now because she's now about to be
completely unavailable.
Completely unavailable. Yes. Exactly.
Unattainable. All that.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with unattainable in my brain and just wasn't getting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, John.
I get it. It's tough. And it's going to be hard for you to stand up there and watch your buddy marry the woman of your dreams. Aww. But you've got to do that to be a good friend. And hopefully there'll be some hot bridesmaids or other guests.
Yeah.
Maybe you could find, maybe that's kind of like a little, your path to finding your forever.
All right.
Maybe their wedding might be the start of something new for you.
Okay.
With somebody else.
Somebody there at the wedding.
Maybe.
Oh, well, good luck to you. Hopefully you're able to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, we can't say anything. We cannot say anything. And then listen, when they stand up and they say, does anybody have any objection? You keep your mouth shut.
you
stand there as best man saying,
you,
nope.
You don't even sheepishly raise your hand.
Nope, you don't blink. You don't do anything.
You just smile. All right.
Yep.
All right, well, hey, good luck with that, John.
Oh, that's tough. I get it. That's tough. It's a tough position to be in.
Mm-hmm. You know, keep us posted if you do end up saying something.
Stop it. No. No.
If you do end up ruining everything.
I don't even know when the wedding is. Hopefully it's going to go off without a hitch.
Well, all right. I tell you what, we can kind of wrap this up. Unless you have a story of when this happened to you, 502-795-1997, we can take that where you said something and what that happened, because maybe John needs to hear from someone who's been there, done that. I've said it. This is what happened.
Yes. Maybe cautionary tales.
Maybe it's not a cautionary tale. Maybe they're like, yeah, I said it. And now we're happily ever after married.
Oh, gosh. No, that's not what we need to hear right now.
All right. 502-795-1997. Taylor Swift is coming in concert July 1st. Cincinnati. Now, you gotta first be a part of the Easter egg hunt. So you've been getting yourself signed up and you've been getting yourself in to win and be a part of the hunt by going to WDJX.com, tap win. Hi there, Becca?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Becca. By the way, thank you for picking up the phone.
Finally.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Becca, we tried to call her probably about 20 times and she kept hitting the hater button. Like, no, go to voicemail.
Deny.
I
tried to sleep in just a little bit before I sleep in. Oh, no.
And then, you know, we finally had to text you and just be like, hey, it's us.
pick up. So
Becca, I got that text. I'm like, let me call back right now.
Yeah. So I'm glad you did, because Becca, we're gonna let you be a part of the 13 hunting for Taylor Swift Easter eggs out at Crumble Cookie. Is that cool?
Okay.
That's a good reason to get woken up by all these annoying calls.
Yeah. So you haven't won the tickets yet, but you are now, you've now won something, and that something, you've got a 1 in 13 chance now of winning tickets to see Taylor Swift, Cincinnati, July 1st. Oh, gosh. Okay. I know. I'm
so worth it. Yes.
So I'm sorry for waking you up so early. Where do you work, by the way?
I work at the CDC Southwest YMCA.
All right.
The Child Care Development Center.
Ah, very cool. All right. Well, sorry for waking you up so early. I know you've probably got a long day ahead of you, but I'm glad that you did.
Working with toddlers is exhausting.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, gosh, that is hard work.
Wow. And they're not even yours, so you can't even
exactly. Oh, yeah. You can't even look at them with loving eyes saying, you know, I love you so much, even though you're behaving so badly.
Right.
I don't know. Everyone calls me the good cop at work because they can be jumping on tables. And I'm like, you're so cute. It's okay.
I love it.
That's great.
I love it. All right. Well, Becca, it's going to go down on. So go ahead and mark your calendar right now for June 24th. And we're going to be hanging at the Crumble Cookie there in Jeffersonville. So if your name is anything but Becca, then you got to continue to try to get in to get qualified to be a part of the Taylor Swift Easter egg hunt at WDJX.com. But Becca, you're one of the 13. OK.
Yay! Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold another quick second. I just got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a great day, Becca.
Thank you. You guys too.
Right.
Okay.
No problem. Hang on.
Hashtag worth it.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny because we're just sitting there calling. She's like, ignore.
And finally, she's like, fine, what?
What do you need? all right. So yeah, like I said, if you're not Becca, you can still get in on the Taylor Swift Easter egg hunt, WDJX.com, tap win. And then someone is going to be walking away. It could be you with tickets to see Taylor Swift July 1st, Cincinnati, as part of the Eras Tour on 997 DJX. And Kelly K.
This was an incredible yet bittersweet moment for this baseball player, high school junior in California. Mm-hmm. The crowd went nuts the moment Hank Tripaldi made a grand slam during the top of the seventh inning at the Northern California High School Division I Championship. Now, he had already hit one home run earlier in the game.
Wow.
Then top of the seventh, bases are loaded. They're behind. He sends the ball flying out of the park. The announcer is amazing.
Tyler Spangler steps on home plate to make it 8-7, Valley Christian. Spartans down to their final out. Bases are still loaded for Hank Tripaldi. And Hank the Tank crosses this ball out the left center. All you can do is look up and kiss that ball goodbye. A grand slam for Hank Tripaldi. And it's 11-8, De La Salle. Back-to-back D1 NorCal titles for De La Salle.
Nice.
I mean, is it that amazing?
Yeah.
Here's the bittersweet part of it. So Hank lost his mom from breast cancer a couple months earlier. And he said, you know, he's always been thinking about his mom. The only way I was able to get through it, he said, was coming to baseball practice, playing games, hanging out with my buddies. These are going to be my friends forever.
Mm.
So just an incredible story. You can see that video, too. It's just fantastic. They all meet him out at home plate. They're going nuts. And, yeah, I mean, what a huge hit. A grand slam to clinch the title.
Love
again.
It.
Pretty amazing moment for that kid. WDJX.com.
All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Guinness World Records. I mean, some of these are just absolutely glamorous and tests of skill and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes it's just luck like this, but this is a setting the bar story I'll explain. If you can manage to make it through the day without discovering the world's largest poison ivy vine, you're doing okay.
Oh, Oh, no touchy.
Well, he did touchy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Itchy, itchy.
Yeah, this is a guy in Canada named Robert. He was creating a walking trail through his property. He stumbled upon a very large vine. So he's like, what's this? And he was like, you know, messing with it. Turns out it was poison ivy. But not just that. It was apparently the world's tallest poison ivy plant. It was growing up a tree.
Oh, wow.
68 feet tall.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of itchy.
Now, he got poison ivy rashes everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like hands,
oh,
no. Arms, face, stomach, all that. Oh. He was like, worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If I can get this certified as Guinness World Record, hashtag worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did. They certified it as the world's tallest. He did not take that vine out. It's still there. He's like, I'm thrilled to have an unobstructed view of the whole vine now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Pretty cool, right?
All righty.
So, you know, like I said, some of these Guinness World Record discoveries are glamorous. Some involve being really good at something. And then there's this guy, Robert, who's itchy, but he is the proud owner of the tallest poison ivy plant.
Well, we're hoping he gets it certified and gets his little plaque.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It is your setting the bar story because, well, he had to go through poison ivy to get it. But there you are. It's 99.7 DJX. Here's Miley Cyrus. 99.7 DJX. Yes, we're getting you tickets to see Taylor, the Eras Tour, Cincinnati, July 1st. Details, WDJX.com. Now, apparently her Eras Tour is expected to generate $4.6 billion in consumer spending in the United States alone.
So, yeah, that's like shelling out 11 to 12 million just in ticket sales. But then they're counting in most Swifties are spending an average of $1,300 travel, hotel, buying the perfect outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just all the other stuff surrounding going to a show.
Right.
Is
eating food,
yeah,
all the stuff.
Generating revenue. And so, you know, maybe we'll pull out of this recession yet.
And it'll be exactly. It'll be Taylor. Now, there's also a really cool thing. There are like three Swifties that banded together to start this ticket resale site because,
yeah,
you know, scalpers are going
nuts.
Oh
my gosh, it's stupid. It's absolutely stupid.
Yes.
Like the tickets that we're giving away for Cincinnati, if you looked them up right now, it's $1,300 a ticket.
That's insane.
Which makes me almost like I'm glad we're honest because we could just as a radio station be like, Hey, we know somebody.
Right.
Yeah, we know somebody, but no, we don't do that.
No, so these Swifties, they actually like formed a site, a resale site where people can offer up the tickets that they can't use at face value. So, you know, you're just paying what people paid, you know, originally for these tickets. So there's no like massive markup and they've helped like thousands of people
aww,
be able to go to the show where they otherwise couldn't afford the scalper prices.
That's great.
Yeah, you can read all about it at WDJX.com.
All right. More tickets, not to Taylor Swift, but to Holiday World. We'll do that again tomorrow. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. And I would like to highlight Juanita, who played our Minute to Win It today.
She was delightful.
She was delightful. And
she's going to have a great night, too.
And you'll understand why the third Tuesday of every month is going to be so impactful for her.
Go Juanita and Daryl.
That's right. All right. WDJX.com. Click listen. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.